It is 6 minutes after 8 o'clock on this Saturday morning, and the Corona Premier Golf Show is live from Warren Golf Course at Notre Dame, site of the 40th annual U.S. Senior Open Golf Championship. We will crown a national champion late Sunday afternoon, and right now we have a stellar leaderboard. The biggest names in senior golf are at the top, led by Steve Stricker, who won his first major back in mid-May. He sits at 14 under par. Jerry Kelly, who beat Stricker in a playoff last week in Madison, Stricker's tournament, sits in second place at minus 12, two shots back. Then it's co-leader in the first round, David Toms at minus 11, Retief Goosen at minus 9, and three players at minus 8, Chris DeMarco, Bob Estes, and Kirk Triplett. Good morning, everyone. Along with Tim Firestone, the owner of Blackthorn Golf Club in South Bend, I'm Darren Pritchett. We welcome you to the USGA Media Center, where a lot of things happen on a daily basis. The writers, the broadcasters, all the media converge here. This is our home away from home. It's air-conditioned. We've got TVs. We've got a scoreboard. We've got a desk where people come and do interviews. Welcome to the good life, Tim. We've got food. We've got coffee. This is pretty much not a bad deal here.
I could get used to this, man. This is some good digs.
It isn't bad. The USGA does a very nice job of taking care of us. We are located right next to Douglas Road. We're not too far from the practice facility at Warren Golf Course at Notre Dame. First things first, Warren Golf Course has looked like a gem on television for a national and worldwide audience. I know the rain on Wednesday has made this golf course look easy, and we'll talk about that in a couple of moments. But Warren has shined this week. The USGA has done, I think, a terrific job with this setting. And I guess we've been around USGA venues before, including Olympia Fields in 2003, just outside of Chicago. And this has a very similar feel. It just feels like a different golf tournament because the fairways are so defined, and you've got all the tents, the flags. It just feels like a major championship, which it is. But I just feel like this has really been a perfect setting for a senior golf major.
Yeah, I think, you know, and it's been great. Being out here watching, obviously, has been fantastic. And the local support from the local companies has been great to see. It's kind of like I was joking with you earlier. It's almost like a rotary meeting out there in the hospitality suites. It's the who's who of the South Bend business world. But I've enjoyed the TV coverage. I think Fox has done a great job. I think, to your point, just from the overview shots, and the golf course looks fantastic. It looks, you know, obviously it's in great shape. The greens are great. You know, with the rain, it's a shame. And I think, you know, the other part of this, too, we talked a little bit last night on your show about it, is it's not so much the greens, which is obviously important, but it's the balls sticking in the fairway and not running through into the rough. And if these fairways were a little bit tighter this week with that long rough, the golf course would be playing completely different. But no, I think you're right. I think this has got a championship feel. I think you haven't heard anything negative at all from the players, at least that I've heard. Which, you know, the senior PGA, as we know, in Harbor Shores, sometimes some of the players have been critical of that venue, but not here. So,
well, I'll tell you what, and some people say, well, this golf course is too easy. Look at the scores. Let's keep in mind this, and you just touched on it a second ago. The USGA had this golf course set up just the way they wanted Wednesday night. We were not supposed to have any rain Wednesday night, and I remember looking at all the stuff on TV, and the meteorologists were saying, oh, no, it's not going to rain at all. Well, we got an inch of rain here. In fact, John Foster's joining us here right now. We'll give him a microphone. He told me the story that at South Bend Country Club, they got a tenth of an inch of rain Wednesday night.
Oh, geez.
We got an inch here, and it has totally changed what this golf course was going to be all about. The defense of this golf course is the greens. The green complexes, they're small, they are tiered. That is the defense. And when you get rain and you soften these greens up, the golf course loses some of its shield. And that's the unfortunate thing. If it does not rain, these scores are cut in half, in my personal opinion. And I'll let the expert now come in and And also, either agree or disagree, John, you're the general manager here at Warren. How do you think that rain has changed the face of this golf tournament?
180 degrees. Yeah. I first took great offense, I guess it was on Thursday, that they're going so low. And I'm, well, you know what? That's not a bad thing. You know, Matt, our superintendent, was he was a little bit disturbed by the whole thing. I told him, Matt, they're making putts from everywhere. And that's what people fail to realize here. The greens are so good, it's hard not to make a putt. Mm-hmm. So they are receptive. They aren't nearly as receptive as they were. And today they'll be less receptive than yesterday. We're getting some hard bounces out there.
Good.
Which is good. Yep.
And but the thing is, guys, if you take away Stricker, Kelly, Tom's Goose, and these scores are probably what exactly we're looking
three
for.
Players, I mean, that would be more what we expected, right? 8 or 9 under, probably would not have been.
I don't disagree, Tim. I think, you know, if this was filled with, you know, 8 guys you never heard of before, I'd be a little bit.
Well, that's what I said
concerned
on the show last night. I mean, you got the cream rising to the crop.
Exactly.
Know? And these guys are playing great golf right now. They're both in the playoff last week. And perfect golf. I think when we heard Stricker was playing, we said on the show, there's
favorite,
you know,
why not?
Perfect golf course.
And I think, you know, we talked about Tom's too, and David's playing it, you know, the way it should be played. But, you know, I was watching, I didn't watch yesterday very much. I was doing some other stuff. I didn't get to watch golf. I went home last night and watched it. And the balls are starting to release through the greens, which is good. There's still, I saw a couple back up, which just breaks my heart when I see that happen. But I think we're good. I mean,
he's obviously not putting any water on it at all.
No.
But yeah. I was telling Darren, don't you think, too, though, with the fairways being soft?
Oh.
I mean, a lot of these shots aren't going into the rough because the fairways
are
soft.
Tim, I think that's more important than the greens because we've not had, I mean, Joe Duran has hit every fairway all week. I mean, come on.
And the U.S. Open.
Exactly. So the setup was going to be firm fairways, which narrows them.
Right.
And then grow the rough up. Well, it's not been a factor. So I think more so than the greens being receptive.
Because they can't get it out of the rough.
No, I saw Goosen yesterday almost pull hook one out of there. So if we could get a little bit of that. But, that, I mean, the fairways are wide. That's the way the course was designed. The USGA knew it coming in.
But I think that's a good balance. When you have small targets for greens, I think you have to get back a little bit. And I asked, I think it was DeMarco yesterday, about that, and he said it's very fair because you got the small targets, so they gave us a little more area.
But to John's point, though, with them soft, that just widens those fairways that much more.
These guys are picking spots on the fairway like you would pick a spot on the green to hit to, which is just unheard of. So, you know, I was telling somebody last night, I'm going to start playing out here again. Evidently, it's really easy.
John Foster, Tim Firestone, Darren Pritchard with you, the Corona Premier Golf Show. I know you can't give up very much information, but in terms of setup today, do you think they're going to maybe?
Oh, they aren't.
Pin
maybe.
Placements are going
to
be.
Well, the hole locations, I'm not sure, but I do know about the mow height, and it's going to be a little different.
They're going to speed them up?
Yeah.
And do they double roll them every day, too?
We've been double cutting and rolling.
Okay.
Not sure what procedures they're going to do to get there. I know the mow height's going to be a little bit less. And then. I'm losing my train of thought here, but
you've worked a few hours this week. It's okay.
I'm trying to get my mind around that, but yeah, Tim, you're absolutely right. I mean, and it's not going to be goofy, and the hole locations won't be goofy. I know what I was going to say. Part of that was we had 80 qualifiers playing, and it was a pace of play issue to a degree. Some of the tee locations weren't as far back when there's forced carries and stuff. I mean, nobody sees that. But they take that into consideration.
So they don't want these guys shooting 90?
They don't want them shooting 90. They don't want to play five-hour rounds either.
Interesting.
And so that's maybe a minor consideration, but it is a consideration.
Not one amateur made the cut. Did you see that?
I did not know
that. I didn't notice that.
Wow. Yeah. There's some club pros that did, but, you know, they're legit.
Yeah.
You know, I was with a few of them this week. These guys, I had a guy yesterday that missed the cut by 2, and he said this is his 7th one, and he's a club pro that he's played. He also says it's the best one he's ever played in.
How about that?
I don't know if that's true or not, but...
I would like to, and they also moved the tees up on Thursday, didn't they?
Yeah.
I mean, I just think they, look, there's no doubt they baby these senior guys a little bit more than the regular U.S. Open, right? I mean, they're, but I just think, and they didn't know what the scores were going to be, obviously, that Stricker was just 62.
No.
But, you know, I think the rain freaked them out, and they moved the tees up a little bit.
Listen, to tell you, Tim, how unprepared we were for that happening. We were going into Tuesday talking about a syringing plan for the green on how we were going to keep them alive because it was going to be so fast and firm and dry. So that shows you the impact that Mother Nature had kind of caught us unawares.
Let me play a soundbite. I'm going to throw our producer, Matt, a curveball. Matt, I'm going to go to the Billy Andrade audio because this was a fun commentary by Billy, who is at 6 under par, shot 66 and 68. And the first part of the commentary, he's joking about Stricker being 14 under. And then he talks about the golf course. So give a listen. This is U.S. Senior Open player Billy Andrade, who sits at minus six.
Let's first off and say that, I mean, let's get it off on the table. Steve Stricker's kind of becoming a jerk. This isn't right. You know, you can't look up at the board and see 14 under, you know. 62-64. It's not the Greater Milwaukee Open. Amazing. Amazing what he's done. Unbelievable. He's a hell of a player. You know, I've been playing well lately, and today, you know, I didn't maybe make a few that I should have made, but, you know, it's all about trying not to make too many mistakes. And if you can hit some greens here, you can have a lot of chances. And I thought today was a little more difficult than yesterday. Yesterday, there wasn't as much wind. And I made three bogeys today that kind of derailed me a little bit. But overall, I'm very happy to be where I'm at. Steve is a jerk, and we just got to go pretty low this weekend, I guess. Yeah.
Maybe not the mindset you figure for a senior open to shoot the scores he's shooting, huh?
Yeah. I mean, you got to look at the way the golf course is. You know, it's you know, that rain that we got the night before really made the golf course pretty susceptible to great scores. You know, the fairways were wet, so if you can, you know, and they're not that claustrophobic, so if you can, if you're hitting your driver okay, and the greens are susceptible to, you know, good shots, though the greens are small, you know, it's not crazy, and you know, you're not looking at seeing 14 under on the board, but there are a lot of good scores out there. Yeah, and there's nothing wrong with that. You know, I mean, if you look at you know, what Gary Woodland did at Pebble Beach, and you look at what Tiger Woods did the last time it was there, and the difference in the scoring. So it's just the way Mother Nature kind of, if this place was bone dry, it'd be really hard, but it's not. So it's still a hell of a track.
Yep. How about that comment right there at the end?
Well, Billy was here the week before as he's on his way to Wisconsin to play in Stricker's event, and it was fast then. And he said two things. He said, John, if anybody criticizes this golf course, it's for one of two reasons. Number one, they played really crappy. And number two, they don't know anything about golf courses. So I thought he was predisposed to liking it. I think all the guys. I mean, there is no reason for these guys to hold back if they don't like a course. We've seen that before. So on, when was it, Wednesday, Brad Bryant told me that this is the first event he's ever been to where 3 days into practice rounds, he's not heard one complaint from the players. He said normally it's about 50-50 at this point. Yeah. And I don't know if that would be the case if we were firm and fast. Maybe they'd be a little more critical. You know, everybody's having fun out there. But I don't know. So I think, you know, we can rest assured, regardless of what the final score is, yeah, that the course presented itself very well. It looks really good on TV.
Sure does.
Really impressive. I think Fox has done a fantastic job. I really do. And I've been critical of their coverage before.
Curtis Strange is good in the booth.
Listen, and I don't mean to do... It's going to be name drop city for the next 2 weeks.
I can't wait.
But I did have lunch with him and Brad Faxon in the last couple of days, twice. He's really... he's been great. You know, there's been a bit of a... he's a little prickly at times. He's sure not been this week. He's
great.
Engaged, fully engaged, loves this place, loves the golf course. Spoke with Ben and Bill, Corin Crenshaw were here. He spoke with Ben, just effusive about the course. And Faxon is just the real deal, engaged, wants to learn. So anyway, it's been a great week for university. It's been a great week for the golf course. Matt and his crew, they've done incredible things. You know, I was told by the USGA on Thursday, and they named about 8 major venues that everybody would know and said, if that happened there, we wouldn't be playing today. this top dressing program that Matt's done over the past few years. I mean, not only was there wasn't standing water, there were no mud balls or
anything. No ball in hand either. Yeah,
exactly. And they won't play that. Yeah. You know, they'd rather cancel the round than play lift, clean, and play. So, you know, we're happy. The takeaways are really good at this point. I think it's going to be a great championship just because the scoring opportunities are out there, and hopefully Stricker will wake up and realize he's human today.
Well, I got to tell you, we have the media shuttle that takes us from the facility to our parking area, and after the show on Thursday, I'm on the bus and we're heading toward the Bulla lot. It's like the scene in Smoking the Bandit where there was like 50 semis coming at the cops. Here comes all of the crew, maintenance, down Douglas Road. There's like 60 or 70 golf carts.
Police escort.
Yeah, I mean, it was a sight to see. Everybody had their blue on, the maintenance
really
crew.
Cool.
It was just...
Yeah, due to the play that's still going on, we can't go our normal routes through the golf course. So they have to go up Douglas, hang a left down Ironwood, and in the back gate. And it is so cool. I watched it again last night. And Matt is out in front with his dog. And it's so cool. Yeah, it's really neat.
It's like Jerry Reed, you know, in Smoking the
Bandit. I did have, Dean Chandler, the county sheriff. Or he's not the sheriff, but one of the traffic control guy. He's leading it. And he goes, you know, John, that's the first time I've ever led a maintenance crew.
It's a sight to
see. Yeah, no, it was cool. So
Steve Stricker this week has 15 birdies and one bogey. He is hitting 86%
I mean, that's all he missed.
Of greens. Wow. Yeah. It's something to see. And he's got a two-shot lead. And this is what Stricker had to say yesterday after shooting 64.
Can you play much better?
You know, it was solid. Both days were really solid. Drove the ball well. Hit a lot of good iron shots and starting to make some putts, which is fun to see. It was a good 2 days, solid 2 days.
Yeah. Steve, a lot of motivation this week. I know you had a chance to win your event. Didn't happen. I'm sure you'd still love to win a major and also a USGA event.
For sure, yeah. A lot of motivation that I didn't get it done last week. You know, it stings a little bit. I've talked about that earlier this week, and so I'm determined to play well, and luckily I have. You know, I feel good going around this course. It fits my eye well. Small targets, you know, on the green. So if you get it on the green, sometimes you have a makeable birdie putt. So it's a treat to go around here and play, and I like what I've been doing so far.
That is the leader, Steve Stricker. 62-64 sets the U.S. Senior Open record at 126. Jerry Kelly is two shots back, and Stricker referencing the American Family Insurance Championship in Madison that he hosts on the Champions Tour. Had a chance to win it in regulation, couldn't close it out, then went into a playoff with Jerry Kelly and Retief Goosen. All three of them are in the top four right now in this championship, and Kelly ended up winning, and he was pretty happy when he arrived in town. I think he was still celebrating that championship, as a matter of fact. But he told the story yesterday. Kelly said that he and Stricker have played youth golf together. Mm-hmm. They have picked each other up during the down times. Remember Stricker? There was a time where he was gone from the golf scene, and he has worked his way back. So there's a great relationship, and they're going to be in the same pairing today. In fact, here are the final pairings when you come out today, or if you're going to watch on TV. The final tee time is at 3:25. It is Jerry Kelly and Steve Stricker. These are some attractive pairings. At 3:14, it's Retief Goosen and David Toms. At 3:03, Bob Estes and Chris DeMarco. At 2:52, it's Duffy Waldorf and Kirk Triplett. And then at 2:41, Billy Andrade and Bernhard Langer.
Yeah, you know them all.
Mm-hmm.
That's great.
Yeah.
Kirk Triplett's son went to Notre Dame, huh?
Yeah, he graduated 2 years ago with a degree in mechanical engineering.
Wow. So. And Duffy's kind of made a... He's been on the leaderboard.
I saw him. I did get to see him play two or three holes yesterday, and he is just flat striking the ball.
Yeah. Does he still mark his ball up?
Oh, yeah. It looks like some kid painted it or something. He's got his kid's initials and
I always liked Duffy. He was always a good guy, yeah.
He's done good in these USGA.
And then Bernhard just keeps showing up.
Oh, my gosh.
At 60, whatever he is, years old.
61.
Unbelievable.
I watched him practice rounds the other day, and he spent so much time on the greens. His caddy had a compass.
Oh, jeez.
I've never seen anything like it.
Breaks to the east or something?
I don't know. But anyway, yeah, he's very deliberate, I guess they say. But, yeah, he's still there, still showing up.
And then Tommy Armour III, he's qualified here in Indiana.
Yeah, and he qualified here.
Delaware Country Club, right?
3 years ago, and he qualified at Delaware, yeah.
So it's good to see him playing well.
I mean, John, when you first thought about bringing this event to this golf course, had I told you, look at the top 10 right now.
Mm-hmm.
For golf fans, even the average golf fan, they know all 10 of those names. This is a dream right now, isn't it?
Yeah, and that's what, I mean, again, we're taking some solace in the fact that at least it's a good player's beating up on the course, not just Joe qualifier.
There is. It's weird, though, because out of 156 participants, yeah. I mean, I've been a golf pro for 20 years.
Exactly.
And there is a large part of the field I've never heard of.
No, they. You know, that's the typical senior open. You have 70 to 75 exempt positions, and the rest are open for qualification. Yeah. Now, a lot of those are filled by, like, Tommy Armour. Mm-hmm. He had to qualify to get in here. But the cool thing is it's an 18-hole qualifier. So you catch fire for one day, and you're here. And these guys, I tell you what, I could spot the qualifiers a mile away. They're the ones that showed up last Thursday.
Played every day. And
played every day on the putting green when people were around. It's great. They're just soaking it up,
yeah.
And the other stuff that we did, you know, all the ancillary stuff with registration in the football locker.
Yeah, that was
giving
cool.
them the jersey.
Oh, they love that.
That the qualifiers especially, although you did see the shots of some of these guys seasoned. Well, Kelly ran out on field, ran a 100-yard dash down the field, up the stairs, under the jumbotron, and then was running patterns, and he was exhausted. I was afraid he was going to pull a muscle, wasn't going to be able to play.
Have a heart attack.
And then Miguel Angel catching passes, and it was hilarious. So the guys have had a good time regardless of how they played.
Did you see Jimenez with the helmet on and the cigar?
That's great. Classic. Well, Jeff Gallagher on Thursday went to the tee, had his jersey and a helmet on the first tee, and took a few practice swings.
He's playing well.
He really is. Yeah, yeah,
local guy. I believe.
Indiana kid. I didn't know that.
Yeah. Kid. Well, his brother was a great player on the tour.
Jim Gallagher.
His sister was good.
His sister was probably the best of all of them. I think she played at LSU.
Mm-hmm.
But
golf family.
It's been great. So I got a quick story about Chris Smith from Rochester.
Yeah.
We all know Chris. He's been fabulous. I mean, what a nice man. So I'm on 18 yesterday. And I'm shuttling, here we go, name dropping again, but shuttling the bus, you know, Jerome Bettis, out to the Warren Villa, okay? So we get stopped by 18T while they hit. And Chris's caddy is a huge Notre Dame fan. His name's Aaron. So Chris and Aaron are waiting to hit.
Oh,
and Aaron sees the bus, and he gets in Chris's ear, and his eyes light up, and Chris is so excited. He teed it up, didn't even, no practice swing, hit it, and then came over to us and took a selfie with Jerome.
I love it.
And he's talking and talking. I said, hey, Chris, your guys are way down the fairway here. And he's, doesn't really matter, dude. I'm 7 over. It's 18. It was fantastic. So,
The Corona Premier Golf Show live from Warren Golf Course at Notre Dame, side of the 40th U.S. Senior Open, third round play. We'll get started at 10:06. That's when the first pairing goes out. And Scott McCarron, one of the best players on the Champions Tour.
He was hot yesterday.
Yeah.
He was not happy.
Yeah, swing at the old golf bag.
I think he came here thinking he could dominate, and which he probably could if he were playing well.
And he's making nothing. Not a putt to drop.
Nope.
I tell you what, at 10:28, Mark O'Meara and Rocco Mediate.
Oh, there you go.
That'd be a fun
Rocco's
pairing.
Lost a lot of weight.
He has.
Man.
70 pounds.
11:23, Colin Montgomery and Corey Pavin. You talk about
Have you met Colin yet?
No. Okay. And I'll tell you a story off air.
113, Vijay Singh and Miguel Angel Jimenez. That's a fun group.
Here's the pairing everybody needs to watch.
Okay.
At 135, Greg Helmkamp, my assistant, is going on for chatting for Tom Watson this week.
And I saw him on TV a bunch of times.
It's fantastic.
We're going to get to that.
I'm sorry.
We didn't get the agenda, Darren, like you normally email us.
We have Mr. Watson mentioning John Foster's name several times. We'll get to that in the next segment. How about that?
Great. Cool.
So Watson's name dropping.
When I was with Bettis yesterday, I'm driving around. I said, Jerome, I want to get to the point where somebody says, who's that with John Foster?
There you go. I like that. We'll take a timeout, and we'll come back with the Watson audio and Greg Helmkamp talking about caddying for Tom. So we'll do that in the next segment as the golf show presented by Corona Premier continues. It's just Tim and Darren hanging out with John Foster. Okay. 96.1 WSBT, the sports leader.
Steve, and I'll get back to you. No,
No, I appreciate it.
Back live from the 40th U.S. Senior Open Golf Championship, Warren Golf Course at Notre Dame. This is the Corona Premier Golf Show on 96.1 WSBT, the sports leader, along with the owner of Blackthorn Golf Club, Tim Firestone, and the general chairman for the U.S. Senior Open, normally the general manager at Warren Golf Course at Notre Dame, John Foster. I'm Darren Pritchett. Steve Stricker leads the way at minus 14. Okay, we can cut the music. Thank you. I can't hear myself think that music. We're going to have to change the music.
Yeah.
It sends me into... I can't hear myself think. All right, so Steve Stricker at minus 14, Jerry Kelly at minus 12, David Toms is at minus 11, and they will tee off during the 3 o'clock hour today. Tom Watson, 69 years old. He shot his age on Thursday, 69. He beat his age yesterday with a 68.
With a broken putter. Did you hear the story?
Oh, I know that story. Yes.
Yeah. Did you hear this story?
No, I have not.
So in his interview afterwards, I'm interested to hear
go ahead.
He shows up yesterday, hit balls on a range, and goes to grab his putter out of his bag to hit some putts before he tees off, and the whole hosel's bent on his putter. So they said he took it in your...
went down the basement and put it in a vise, and he bent it himself. And when it was a surreal situation. I heard about it secondhand, then I saw Greg last night, and he explained it. You think Greg was a little nervous?
Oh, my God.
And it really had nothing to do with Greg.
Do they keep the clubs here?
No, they're down in where their locker facility. There's a club storage, but it's kind of a loosey-goosey arrangement. It's not anymore.
Oh. So you think it was, like, vandalism?
Possibly.
Oh, my gosh. But this doesn't happen. Most of these guys on tour, you go get another putter. And he's trying to hand bend.
It only took him two goes at it, and he got it. I think his comment to Greg was, "I think it's better than it was before," and I think that was a mental thing with him. Yeah, I know, Tim. I'm glad you brought it up.
So the possibility that a player did that?
I don't know.
I don't want to point fingers, but that's kind of the road we're going here.
I don't think they know for sure whether.
But what a story! He's ready to tee off and 10, 15 minutes.
I saw him running through the parking lot down to the basement. I thought, what in the heck is going on?
Wouldn't he just go to get another putter? Or say, hey, Greg, can I borrow your putter? He must really like that putter.
Yeah. I don't think those guys just take one off the rack.
You don't bring a backup? I guess not.
Why would you?
Are any of the tour vans here?
They leave on like Wednesday, so they weren't here. Okay. Callaway had a van here, and he's a Callaway guy. It was an Odyssey putter. But no, they were long gone.
Oh, my God.
And then, to top it off, since Greg's caddy, he doesn't have his keys to the club repair room.
Oh, geez.
So they get down there, it's locked. Luckily, Brian, our other assistant, is doing the standard bearers, and there's stations down there. So Brian unlocked it for him. Otherwise, who knows? So anyway, little drama.
Yeah.
I had not heard that. That's a great story right there. Well, so Tom's caddy couldn't make it this week, so he needed a caddy. So when you need something, who do you call? John Foster. So we'll let Tom pick up the story as he was asked about needing a caddy this week, and he ends up with Greg Helmkamp, who is an assistant pro at Warren Golf Course. And so here you go, Tom Watson saying John Foster's name.
Give a listen.
Well, John Foster, the pro, was very, very helpful. My caddy, for business reasons, couldn't caddy for me. He told me last week, so I called John and asked him if he could arrange a caddy, and came right back and said Greg would be the assistant pro here, would be happy to do it, and glad to have him on the bag.
What kind of expectations do you have for him? What's kind of the relationship like between you guys so far?
Well, he knows the golf course, and I'll ask him about the golf course, and the thing about the golf course is it gives you a lot off the tee where you can get the ball in the fairway. But the greens are something else, and it's awfully hard to ask somebody to help you read a putt who doesn't know your speed and hasn't seen you putt. So, there's, I'm certain I'll be relying on him for certain bits of information about things, maybe the wind factor on a couple of holes there that actually yesterday when the wind was blowing, it seemed like it swirled on that par 3, the short par 3 in the backside. It went downwind and then into the wind, all in a minute. So those are the types of questions I'll ask Greg.
Tom Watson talking about Greg Helmkamp and John Foster. Soon, if you're standing next to John, his phone goes off. It'll be that comment will be his ringtone. Tom Watson saying his name. It'll just be that over.
Yeah, that's funny.
I mean, that's pretty cool. Yeah. What a great story.
I mean, it's really good for Greg, too. I mean, Greg works so hard, and he'd worked so hard for this championship. And when I got off the phone with Tom, I went in the pro shop, and I said, hey, Greg, I need to see you in my office. I said, close the door. And he sat down, and I said, I don't want you to work the range on this week the way you were supposed to. I'm relieving you of your duties. And he had this funny look on his face, and I said, so since you're not doing anything, would you want to caddy for Watson? And you could see immediate excitement and fear. And I don't think he slept for a week, looking forward to it. But Tom's been really good to him, and he has not relied on him for very much. And that's just fine with Greg.
Well, you, Tom Watson, watching him play at the age of 69, and the way he goes around, he makes golf look so easy.
He really does.
His swing, unbelievable. It's such a simple swing.
He just
strolls around.
Did you hear this? He said these are the most difficult greens he's ever had to read.
Augusta?
Ever. Now, I don't know if that's true or if he just said it to be, hyperbolic, but my goodness, that's quite a
statement. Maybe he should ask Stricker for some advice.
I don't think they're the most difficult Steve's ever had to read.
You know what the media, all of us as a group, said after Tom made that comment? We all have a built-in excuse now when we three-putt
here at
golf course. Well, Watson said it's the toughest that he has faced. Well, Greg has had a great couple of days with Watson, and after Tom shot 69 on Thursday, I caught up with Greg just to get some of his thoughts on spending a few holes with Mr. Watson. Give a listen. Well, I guess not too many people can say they have caddied for Tom Watson. What was the experience like?
It was awesome. The support that, everybody, crowds were good out there today for Thursday, and the support for Tom, it's fun, and I think he fed off of it a little bit today. I mean, 69 was a really good score. It bounced back, and he grinded. Every time he made a bogey, he'd come back with a birdie, and so kind of being in that, those ebbs and flows with him was fun. When he makes birdies, you feel good, so.
How much interaction did you have? How much did you help him today?
Yeah, I mean, from the standpoint of once we get up on the greens, he kind of goes on his own. He has a feel of, his speed, and I don't have that feel. I haven't been with him long enough, obviously. So he pretty much reads himself, and he did pretty good today. Wind direction, I helped him on a couple shots, different angles where to kind of place the ball on his second shot on one of the par fives. It was 17, kind of what angle to come into that whole location just over that pot bunker there. And then just, kind of being there, and, he had some good shots coming down the stretch, and just being there to kind of root him on.
As an assistant pro here, being inside the ropes, watching a major championship on the course you work at, what was that experience like?
Different. I mean, you're here day in and day out, but to see the structures and all the people, there was a couple times I just kind of sat back and was, took it in and was like, this is pretty cool. At our golf course, to see this transformation happen, it was it is a pretty cool experience.
Greg Helmkamp, assistant pro at Warren Golf Course at Notre Dame, caddying for Tom Watson.
Can I add something to that?
And then I'll add on to you.
Okay. So agents get 15% of earnings normally.
Oh, I want to know the answer.
I believe I'm an agent by setting him up with that.
and if Tom 10%?
Well, normally it's 10% or is it 10%. So if Tom wins, I mean, that's 75 G's for Greg. That's half his normal salary, but still.
He's going to take a two-week leave of absence.
I may never see you again. Or Tom may take him on the road.
He might be heading to Four Winds for a couple of days. So let's tie all this together. You just told the Watson story about the bent putter. Did you notice who he's playing with today? Woody Austin.
Yes. Oh. Maybe Woody thought it was his own and he bent it.
Banged it over his head.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's funny.
There's a famous shot of him taking the putter and hitting himself in the head and bending the shaft. It all just ties together perfectly. Watson and Austin tee off at 135 today.
Wow. I'm curious to hear from Greg what it was like to play with Goosen, because he was with him and Kite. Tom withdrew, and he played terribly. But to play with Goosen. And Miguel, I think, is either one ahead or one behind Greg today, or is it two?
Two behind.
Oh, okay.
Or two in front,
two
I
in
guess.
Front, okay.
Yes.
Okay. Wow.
Methodical play is what you're referencing.
No. So, Miguel, what time is he teeing off?
1:13.
So that means about 12 o'clock it's showtime at the range.
Oh, Miguel.
Oh, there you go, yeah.
I haven't seen it
I've
yet.
I've seen two of the days.
Nice.
It's fantastic.
Does he have the cigar going, too?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
I saw Faxon and a couple of the guys at Corn Dance last night at dinner.
Oh, did you?
So it's kind of cool seeing these guys around town. And
I think they've been out and about.
Yeah. Downtown.
Good for them.
Yeah, it's cool. And Fox has done a great job of highlighting South Bend as a whole.
Yes.
Which has been fantastic, as well as the golf course and the university. So kudos to them, too.
Yeah, I agree.
I mean, Shane Bacon and Clatt or whatever his name is that does the.
Joel Clatt.
He does a great job.
Yeah. He's really good.
Yeah.
And you know, the on course guys, you know, Brett Quigley's out there, Ken Brown. They do a great job, but I think Curtis in the booth is really an
home
asset.
Run.
I think he's as good or better than Faldo, in my opinion.
He was so engaging at the production meeting the other day. You know, again, I go preconceived notion. He's kind of grumpy or whatever. He sought me out afterwards and was asking very germane questions about this, that. He was curious about how many rounds you do, how do you limit rounds, so all of these practical things, and hopefully they find a way to work them into the.
This is a chance for him to be in the booth, and I think it's a chance for him to expand his role.
I agree.
Mm-hmm. He's hitting a home run right now.
Yep.
Stricker leads by 2 over Kelly, 3 over Toms. When we come back, you'll hear from Chris DeMarco, who is 8 under and tied for 5th. This is the Corona Premier Golf Show, live at Warren Golf Course, side of the 40th U.S. Senior Open on 96.1 WSBT, the sports leader. Along with Tim Firestone, Darren Pritchett back at Warren Golf Course, John Foster moving on to other assignments.
I can't imagine what, you know.
I think it's coffee time. All right, Steve Stricker at 14 under, entering the third round today. Jerry Kelly at 12, David Toms 11. Retief Goosen moved up to 9 under. And then a group of three players are in fifth place at 8 under, including Chris DeMarco. 66-66 for DeMarco. And yesterday, Chris made 7 birdies during his round, and this is what he had to say following his 66.
Seven
birdies today, Chris. Still some pretty good score conditions out there?
Yeah, you know, 13 birdies in 2 days is pretty good around this place. Just really seeing the lines well on the greens, making a lot of putts. And, you know, as long as I keep the nerves intact, the putt seem to go where I'm aiming, so that's a good thing. I bounced back really well. Every time I made a bogey, I made a birdie today, so it was good. It's nice out there.
Ball striking seems to be pretty crisp right now.
You know, I made in Japan on the second round, I kind of found something that I kind of used to do. Just my club face was getting a little closed going back, and I just kind of squared it up going back, and that's the only feeling I'm trying to do. And the ball just, the club seems to be at the right place at impact. And it's a lot easier game when you're hitting the ball where you're aiming. And this is the first time in a while. Last week, same thing. I hit the ball really good last week. I just didn't make any putts. But ever since that second round, I've shot par or better every round. So confidence is getting more and more every week, every day.
Big difference in course conditions yesterday compared to today?
Not really. No, I mean, it was still pretty soft out there. Greens were very receptive. I'm sure if we get no more rain, the greens will just be firmer, which is fine with me. It's a lot of really tough little undulations back there that you got to get the ball in the right spot. If not, you have some pretty tough putts over ridges. And even that fourth hole today, which is an unbelievably hard hole, you know, you hit a great forehand in there 25 feet short, and I got to play a putt 8 or 9 feet of break. So, you know, you just have to stay patient. And, you know, it helps when you're under par and you're doing really well to stay patient, because you feel like you can afford to maybe not go at certain pins. But, yeah, it was total control of my game the last 2 days, which has been nice.
When you the other day when you were up at the point with us, you were talking about that stretch of holes, 3, 4, 5. How are those holes playing today?
You know, the tees are back on 3. I hit a good drive, and I hit a great 6 iron in about 5 feet, made birdie. 4 was really a really hard hole. I hit a really good drive and hit a 4 iron in there, 20, just 2-putted. 5, they put the tees up, but still was a 215-yard shot. I 2-putted and got out of there. And 6, I hit a good drive and a 6 iron to about 12 feet and made birdie there, too. So to play that stretch of holes 2-under, you're gonna have a good round.
Chris, you've put yourself in position going into the weekend to contend in a major. What's that feel like?
Well, I was just telling my caddy, it's a funny story. This is like the first like real cut that I've made in a long time. So, I mean, you know, I missed a cut at the PGA, and on the tour the last, you know, couple of years, I really haven't played much, but the ones I had played, I had made a cut. So, you know, it was nice to kind of, you know, earn this right. You know, it feels good. I mean, anytime you get to go on the weekend and in a major especially, it's going to be fun. It's going to be a good battle. I mean, Strick's playing great out there, so there's going to be no time to, you know, wait around for nerves to come around. It's going to be, you know, keep the pedal down and try to make birdies.
Chris DeMarco, he is at -8 and a tie for fifth place. And Chris today will play with Bob Estes. They'll go off at 3:03, third to the last group. Here is also DeMarco talking about his Notre Dame experience this week. This is a Florida Gator, big Gator football fan. Here's what he had to say about the Fighting Irish.
You know, I can honestly say that I'm not a huge Notre Dame football fan because they're always so good and whatever it is, and they're one of the teams in the country that it's easy to not like. But I will say that going in that locker room, getting that jersey, you know, the locker room gave me goosebumps. It really did. It was certainly a special place. And then going in that stadium, you can see why this university is beloved for sure, because there's so much tradition here. And to be in that locker room, when I walked to number 1 today from number 18, I tapped that wall. So, it truly gave me goosebumps.
They have a play like a champion today sign right off the first tee. Pretty good comments right there. The guys have loved the experience at Notre Dame. Tim and I will wrap things up next live from the U.S. Senior Open, the Corona Premier Golf Show on WSBT. Well, we're going to wrap up 10 hours worth of U.S. Senior Open coverage on WSBT Radio right now as the closing seconds of the Corona Premier Golf Show here wind down at Warren Golf Course. So we mentioned Stricker's name as a guy to beat a couple of weeks ago. So we sticking with Stricker as our guy?
You almost think that it's got to be one of these top four. When coming from sixth place, as good as those two top guys, three guys are playing, Hard to believe someone would catch them.
Yeah, if you're 6 under, you're 8 shots back.
Yeah, I mean, that's just...
With the way Stricker and Kelly and Toms are playing right now.
They're not going to go out here and shoot over par. You know, unless there's a golf course out there that we just haven't seen all week, but...
Hey, Warren is busy right now with the U.S. Senior Open, but Blackthorn is... the place to be right now to play some golf this weekend.
Yeah, we're busy, but I think between there and Signal Point, we'll get you out. Call up 232-4653. Love to scratch that golf itch you might have after watching all this golf here.
I definitely have that after being here all week. There's no doubt about that. I enjoyed it. Thanks for coming out today.
Yeah, this is awesome.
We'll see you in a couple of weeks when we do an Open Championship golf show, and that's it for the year, believe it or not.
Wow, time flies when you're having fun.
No doubt about it. Thank you, sir. Appreciate it.
Thanks, Darren.
For Matt Embry, our producer, John Foster, Tim Firestone, I'm Darren Pritchett. This has been the Corona Premier Golf Show live from the U.S. Senior Open on WSBT South Bend.